Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Arcata police cited a store clerk for selling alcohol to a minor, citing four adults who purchased alcohol for minors. The actions were the result of a minor decoy operation and decoy shoulder tap operation. It involves minors who worked under the direct supervision of officers attempting to purchase alcohol from 12 retail licensees in the city of Arcata. First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith has sent the Board of Supervisors and the Governor's Office a letter of resignation that will take effect on August 3rd. The letter states that Smith is stepping down due to illness and under order from his doctors. Board of Supervisors will discuss the matter this morning and provide direction to staff on whether or not the board wishes to send a letter to Governor Brown recommending a temporary replacement supervisor to fill out Smith's term, which ends in December. It's up to the governor whether or not to appoint someone to fill the spot, and the supervisors will also discuss the direction it will take in filling board appointments that will be left vacant with Smith's resignation. The College of the Redwoods, like hundreds of other state community colleges, is keeping an eye on the result of Governor Brown's tax initiatives on the November ballot. If those initiatives fail, Redwoods will see another cut in state funding, and that directly impacts students and faculty. Catherine Lehner, the school's new president, highlights the importance of the school's strategic plan in the face of dwindling funds.
Emphasis with the budget decreases that we've had, and it should be this way all the time, is that you spend your money on your high priority areas. So you should have a strategic plan, an educational master plan, a technology plan, a facilities plan, and then as you go through the budget process, it's a matter of putting your resources where your strategic plan sits.
By using the strategic plan as the guideline for where money should be spent, Lehner believes it helps students and the school.
And the alternative is, and many agencies do it this way, the alternative is if there's extra money in the budget, you just spread it out. Everybody gets a 5% increase or whatever. Or as you cut, you do across-the-board cuts, and you cut 10% from every department. That is not using your strategic plan to do your budgeting. So it is analyzing which things you want to spend the money on to help the students.
You can view CR's strategic plan at its website, redwoods.edu. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Four winners announced as the Humboldt Association of Realtors made its choice about who gets this year's scholarships. $750 went to Keenan Coho, Chris Hapgood, and Heather Tavares. $500 was awarded to Josh Compton. Keenan and Josh will focus on architecture. Chris works toward a BA in business administration, while Heather will focus on interior design, drafting, and a real estate license. At this morning's Board of Supervisors meeting, they'll be tackling the emergency ordinance. Reporter Dan Squire explains.
The Board of Supervisors will also revisit the implementation of an emergency ordinance in March that severely limited the time and manner in which public protests can be held in front of the courthouse. The emergency ordinance, which passed with a 4-1 vote, prohibits permanent structures, camping gear, and any protesting between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The county has been sued over the ordinance, and at tomorrow's meeting, the board will deal with issues regarding the enforcement and the legality of the ordinance. The board will hear staff reports regarding on which county properties the ordinance applies, the enforcement of multiple and conflicting codes between different agencies, i.e., city, county, and state, and deciding what restrictions are appropriate for personal property on county property. Last week, Eureka police officers removed chairs and other items from in front of the courthouse after multiple complaints.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.